Welcome to my podcast, What the Fuck Spirit. If you made it past that name, this is going to be the podcast for you. This is going to be a no holds barred, no bullshit, open and honest conversation with Maria Leggett, and that's me, about all things spiritual. It's time to begin talking in an open and honest way about what spirituality is and what it is not. We're going to discuss all things woo-woo, witchcraft, spiritual, medium versus psychic, energy healing, light work, shadow work, and any other bullshit that people want you to believe because it keeps them comfortable. It is time for you to grow. Let's go.
This podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute providing medical advice or professional services. The information provided in this podcast should not be used for diagnosing or treating any health problem or disease, and anyone seeking medical advice should consult with their licensed physician. Always seek the advice of your doctor or other qualified health professional regarding any medical condition. This podcast is for educational and metaphysical purposes only, and anyone who chooses to make decisions based off information in this podcast chooses to do so of their own free will, holding Maria Leggett Unveiled LLC harmless from any issues.
Hey, hey, everyone. I know that it has been a hot minute since I released a new podcast episode. And I'm trying to figure out why. I know why. It's the whole imposter syndrome, which we've worked on, right? It's the I can't compete with other people. Other people have their voices. They do their things and they're more important than I am. And then spirit finds a way to kindly remind me that I have a different perspective on the same things, and that the people who follow me want to hear what I have to say, believe in me, and believe in my abilities. And I need to continue leaning in on that. So I am just grateful for everybody who is listening to this podcast. I want you to know that I think you are amazing and brilliant, and I am so very grateful to each and every one of you. One of the things that I want to talk about today is, and I think this was actually the last person that I did a podcast with, I want to talk about Melanie Huestis for a moment. She made a post yesterday that has really weighed on my mind, and it's something that I want to talk about because I fully believe the same way, and she and I are on the same wavelength with this. And if Melanie is your teacher, then I highly recommend you go and follow Melanie. Take classes from her, join her lab, do the things. If I am your teacher, then follow me. Obviously, follow both of us because we have a million different ideas and brilliant things to say. And Melanie's last name is Huestis. You can find her on Instagram as Melanie Huestis. The post she made yesterday looks very 70s theme, but it's called Mindfuck Monday. And what she says is, you don't have ADHD or cancer or bipolar or an autoimmune disease or addiction. What you have is a dysregulated nervous system and a whole lot of unprocessed trauma. Preach it, sister. It's okay if this triggers you. Lean in. It's just my opinion. She goes on to say, your suffering is real, valid, and an expression of everything you've been holding on to. I am not denying your experience. Quite the opposite. I want you to know I see your pain. If what you've been diagnosed with feels true to you and you are happy with your treatment, ignore this post. If there is a part of you that knows you are not your diagnosis, and FYI, I know I am not my diagnosis, and there is something deeper at play, keep reading. What you've been given is a label based on your list of symptoms, not a path to healing or an understanding of why your body is expressing itself in this particular way right now. It's a big statement, and it's not one I've come to lightly. As someone who has been diagnosed 12 too many times with diseases and disorders that led me down a path of feeling inadequate, broken, and not enough, I know that I am fully capable of healing myself, and you are too. I've released and healed previous diagnoses of OCD, panic disorder, abnormal cell growth and tumors, chronic pain, depression, IBS, arthritis, and more. Your symptoms are your messengers and do not need to be silenced. They need to be listened to. They need to be loved. You need to be loved exactly as you are. You are not broken, but a beautiful adaptation to some pretty unsettling circumstances. You are a perfect expression of what you've experienced, and when you are ready to lean into that, don't worry, there is no rush. True healing, not just symptom reduction, can begin. It is not a quick fix, let me be clear. I do not have all the answers, but you do within. It takes time to learn to listen, and every single one of us can. I absolutely loved that post because Melanie and I agree so much on that. I have been diagnosed with so many things in my life, so many things. And I have one left that I have been diagnosed with that I still struggle with. So the one that I've been diagnosed with is the one that's actually stopping me from doing the podcast more often. And that is Hashimoto's disease / hypothyroidism. It's one of the reasons why I'm heavy, besides the fact that I like chocolate cake. No matter what I do, I've never been able to lose weight. I can exercise, I can move, I can do all the things, and nothing. I may lose 3 pounds and not move. And it drives me crazy when I don't see the scale move, even though I am sore from walking and moving and going to the gym. And I feel like I've eaten like a rabbit for 3 weeks straight and only 3 pounds moves. It's very frustrating. It's a clear symptom for, hey, Shell, you're still holding on to something, which is why I'm still so heavy. I am holding on to things. And what am I holding on to? Metaphysically, right? Because everything, I look at every disease that we've been diagnosed with as a metaphysical explanation. Metaphysically, hypothyroidism is, and of course I get silent now and I can't think of it. This is hysterical. Oh, spirit, you have just got jokes for days. Hypothyroidism is a fear of what I have to say not being important, which is why I think it's funny that they got jokes for days, because then I couldn't think of what to say. And that's all it is, right? It is a fear of people not wanting to hear what I have to say. And the truth of the matter is, even if I just say it for me and one person benefits, it was worth saying it. And so I have got to get outside of my head, got to get outside of the things. I help people every single day in my practice as a spiritual mentor and life coach. I help people every day to get out of their own ways and develop a beautiful, loving life and to begin working with their own physical symptoms. And, you know, I have been able to literally, I want to say 12 years ago, I would have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I was diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder. I was diagnosed with ADHD. I was diagnosed with blood pressure issues. I was diagnosed with migraines. I was diagnosed with, I can't even think of all the things. Oh, I've had endometriosis and so many things. And I can look back at every single one of those diagnoses and know exactly where they came from. My husband and I went to go see a marriage counselor 2 years ago, which if you're having trouble with your spouse, I highly recommend finding an amazing counselor because it helped us so much so that we are happier than we have ever been in 25 years, 26 years, 1998. Oh, it'd be 26 years this next month. God bless. Anyway, finding a counselor is going to be the best way possible. Excuse me as my phone starts ringing. To be able to work through things. And I had this wonderful counselor sit and look at me and he goes, you do realize that you never had bipolar 2 disorder. What you had was unprocessed trauma. And I just looked at him and I went, fuck, you are right. I'd always looked at the bipolar as a way of me not embracing my metaphysical side of myself, right? Two sides of yourself. And when I was in the manic mode, it was quite easy for me to recognize what spirit would have been saying because I was manic. But when I was depressed, everything sucked. The world was horrible and a lot of unhealed trauma. I had a lot of rage, a lot of anger. I would just bounce back and forth so many times a day. My therapist said, you know, when you were cycling, you were just getting triggered over and over and over and over. And I can look back at all the situations where I would rage, and he was right. It all led down to my not being worthy enough, my not being good enough. My demanding that I was right, which all goes back to I'm not good enough, because if I'm not right, then I'm not good enough. And there are so many situations in my life that happened that way, and I wound up hurting a lot of people because of all of that. And so I think it's really important for us to look at ourselves and go within. You know, we look at the Western medicine. It has just become a society of take this pill and it's all going to be okay. And then you take that pill and then there's a fucking side effect that you have to go take another fucking pill in order to be able to deal with the side effects. You know, I watch these commercials with the tardive dyskinesia and the TD comes up because of a medication that you're taking for, I believe it's bipolar 2 or bipolar 1. Then you have the side effect of TD, and then you have to go take this other medication to handle the side effect, when chances are a lot of it is unhealed trauma. Now, I'm not saying that there are not cases that are genuine. I understand that. And just like Melanie said, I'm not saying or invalidating your experience. If someone had said to me when I was diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder that there was a metaphysical reason, I'd have told them to go fuck themselves, and I probably would have punched them. Not kidding you. So I don't want anybody to think that I am invalidating anything that you are feeling or anything that you are thinking or anything that you have been diagnosed with, because Melanie's right. You are your experiences, your symptoms, everything that you are diagnosed with, all of it is a part of you. You get to decide what you want to keep, though. Don't overthink things, right? Don't overthink it. And in this moment right now, one of the things that I want you to do, if you're listening to this podcast, when you're done listening, or even if you're at a place, because sometimes people listen to this where they're driving, if you're at a place where you are comfortable right now and you're safe to do what I'm going to ask you to do, I want you just to stop. And I want you to say to yourself, I am my head and I feel. Does your head feel full? Does your head feel painful? What does your head feel like? And then sit with that for a moment. And then I want you to say, I am my neck and I feel. And then I want you to sit with your shoulders. I am my shoulders and I feel. And I want you to do this for your entire body, from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. And I want you to write down everything that you say. I am my body part and I feel. And then when you're done, I want you to get rid of the I am my body part. And I want you to look at how you feel. I want you to look at what's going on with you. When I was doing one of my chakra courses, because I'm releasing chakra courses online at Temple of the Sacred Circle, I have the root chakra out there and I have the sacral chakra out there. And I think it was the root chakra when I was actually recording it, that I was having a lot of tooth issues. And so I sat and I said, okay, I am my mouth and I feel. And it was pain. Oh my God, it hurt so bad because I had a horrible tooth. I'm getting implants and getting everything moving. So my teeth do not look the greatest right now, but I don't care. And I sat there and I said, I am my mouth and I feel. And it was pain. And then I heard the word neglected. I felt neglected. And boy, did that hit hard. And neglected, it's not that I haven't brushed my teeth, because I have. I've done all these things. I have, I can explain it away, right? I have horrible genetics. My dad had false teeth, you know, just the whole thing. Everybody in my family, teeth issues. But the truth of the matter is, I talked to my mouth and it said, I feel neglected. And that, if that was not a fucking symptom of my life, I felt neglected. And I said to my mouth, I am so sorry. I am not going to neglect myself anymore. Your body is giving you messages every single day of your life. Are you listening to it? Or are you just going out and trying to get a symptom to subside? Getting a symptom to subside is great for the moment. If you are struggling with diabetes, what does your pancreas do? Your pancreas deals with sugar. What is sugar? Sweet. If you have diabetes, you are struggling with the sweetness of life. You are struggling with finding beautiful and wonderful and happy things in your life, because there's something that you're holding on to that's keeping you bitter. And you may want to pretend and say, but I put on this great mask every single day. But the truth of the matter is, somewhere underneath that mask is something bitter that is stopping you from finding the sweetness in life. There are so many things that we can do to heal ourselves. This is my, literally has become my tagline. You were born with everything that you need to heal yourself. And I fully believe that, because I no longer have the diagnosis of fibromyalgia. I'm recognizing the pain that I've been feeling is all from the Hashimoto's, which if I would just put my mouth out there and start talking again and start sharing with people my ideas and start talking about the things that are really important. And this is part of it, right? Being able to share and say, okay, Melanie can do the same thing that I do. Go and support her, support me, because you can follow both of us. You can take both of our classes because we're both going to give a different perspective and we both love you and we both want to find you doing good things. I have a beautiful friend named Jenna Sky who does a lot of these things. She has a website, mysacredsoul.com. And on Instagram, you can find her as Soma_Psych, PSYCHE_Soul, Soma Psych Soul.
You gotta love when you're trying to record your podcast and people keep calling you. Reminder to self, hit the do not disturb button before recording next time.
She is an amazing person as well who does a lot of this work, you know, and helps so many women. And here's the thing. I don't just help women because I've had my few male clients have said, I feel like you only help women. And that's not the case. The issue is women are the ones who are willing to come out and say, I have an issue. Women are the ones who are willing to say, I feel weak. Men don't feel comfortable to say, I feel weak. And women struggle with saying it because we've been taught not to be that way. It's not okay to be weak. You have to be strong. And we need to let go of all of that too, because quite honestly, that's bullshit. And so think about it. If you wind up thinking and having fibromyalgia, what is it? Some days you feel so weak, you can't get out of bed. And why is that? Somewhere in your life, look back. Who told you that you were weak? Who told you that you weren't strong? Who put you down? There is literally a metaphysical reason for so many of the diagnoses that we've had. So many. And I'm not talking about the ones from childhood, right? Where we're diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder from childhood, where we've been diagnosed as schizophrenic from childhood. That is a whole nother ballgame that I know people, again, would be triggered by and have a difficult thing with. But here's the deal. I've talked to Spirit about this. And what Spirit has been super clear with me is very much this. Things that we have in childhood are generally because we agreed to them in our soul contract. We are coming in with these diagnoses. We are coming in to be physically handicapped, neurodivergent, non-neurodivergent, people who've been diagnosed with autism. Think about all of these things. We have agreed to come into these soul contracts because we are trying to clear up as much damn karma as possible because we want to help this earth. If you are down here on this planet, you are here because you are here to help this earth. Struggling with your diagnoses is keeping you from recognizing the beauty of who you are meant to be. And yet, there are some diagnoses we will never get past because we agreed to them in our soul contract. And this is why if you know someone who does QHHT, so I do them in the Dayton area, but if you know someone in your area who does QHHT, which is Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique developed by Dolores Cannon, QHHT, taking one of those sessions and saying, am I going to be able to heal these diagnoses? Sometimes the answer is no. And it's because there's a soul contract. There's a karmic responsibility that you are taking on by having those diagnoses. So we have to learn to live within the symptoms. But you're not going to know that whether or not it's something that you're supposed to be with unless you really get your ass on your spiritual journey and you start learning. You have to start learning, figuring out who you are and why you have that diagnosis in order to move forward. Is it something that I'm supposed to have? What am I clearing up? How am I moving forward through life? All of these can be answered, and you don't necessarily have to do a QHHT session. It is great and it is wonderful, and yet you can do it by going into meditation and talking to your body. You can do all of this. Does it take a little bit longer? Absolutely it does, but can it be done? Hell yes. So one of the very first steps, if you are diagnosed with anything, go and look at the body function. What does it do? Like with the pancreas, just because it's the easiest one. The pancreas, you know, secretes insulin, which is sugar. Sugar is sweet. And it's finding the sweetness in life, right? Are you diagnosed with panic? What is panic? Panic is where everything in your chest gets really tight. And when is it happening? It's happening when there's a situation that's out of my control. So what am I doing? I'm controlling the only thing I can, which is my body. And my body is tensing up and it's cutting off my breath. You are literally controlling the only thing that you can control, which is you. So if you have been diagnosed with anything, I would ask you, go look at what you have been diagnosed with. Look at its very foundation, its basis. Find out what the physical problem is so that you can start looking at what the metaphysical piece is. There are books out there from Julia Cannon and Louise Hay that will help you to look at physical diagnoses to be able to say, this is what this means. I've always said that I've known the allergies were giving your power away to someone else. And I used to be horribly allergic to cats to the point where if I was in a room with a cat, my eyes would swell, I would get a rash, and I'd start having problems breathing. And today I have 4 cats. I no longer have those allergies because I took my power back. Allergies means you're allergic to something. It means you can't have that thing around you, right? And if somebody has taken your power, what have they done? They've taken some of your energy. Now you just need to start looking at all the things you're diagnosed with and deciding, what do I feel I can do something about? What do I have power over? You have power over yourself. You have power over your thoughts. And if you're completely out of alignment with this specific episode of the podcast, I get it. I totally get it. I would have been completely out of line with this 10 years ago. I would have punched me in the face. But I'm telling you, there's something behind all of this. And my hope is for each and every person on this earth to be able to do all of this work themselves and to begin healing yourself. You were born with everything you need to heal yourself. Never forget, you are what you believe. If you believe you have all of these things, you're absolutely correct that you do. And remember, again, there are always the exceptions to the rule of if this is in your karmic life, there's nothing that you're going to be able to do except manage your symptoms. Those are not the majority of cases. Your thought patterns, your feelings, all affect your body. You are an amazing person. You are beautiful and you are wonderful.